Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Doug, let me pull my chair over. That was too far away from the mic.
Well, scooch up there.
I just did. Plus these two phone books I sit on, one of them slipped. 7:04 in St. Louis, you're listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After, 590 The Fan, KFNS 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios, Timothy Michael McKernan, Douglas Elvin Vaughn. That's it. There's not a third person here today. What do you think? 855 Cub Talk.
You think that's going to generate a big response?
Sometimes things that I don't expect to generate large responses generate large responses. Right before we started the program, Iggy said, did you see the big MMF discussion on the fan page yesterday?
I didn't.
And honestly, I didn't.
No, I didn't either.
Well, it wasn't big. It was just I was being asked questions, and I tried to answer a few of them. And then when you don't answer them, they ask me, answer it.
This is the Goober 11 doing this to you?
I don't think that's the makeup of the personalities of the Goob 11. Goob 11's more of a friendly lot, Doug. It's kind of like Woodstock patronizes.
Yeah.
The other factions like would patronize Woodstock 94 or 99 or whatever that one is that they tried to capitalize on the anniversary of Woodstock. A little angrier.
And what's that other group? The CJ6?
Well, there's a bunch of factions now.
Oh. CJ6, is that it?
Iggy sideways with them, but we don't know who they are. It's like the Illuminati. It's the Illuminati, the fan page.
Yeah, they say they're not. When I think one is part of the CJ6, they say, I'm not part of the CJ6.
Nice. Have you ever met someone who believes in this Illuminati stuff?
No, I haven't.
I have. It's bizarre.
Oh, so you'll have a conversation with him.
I ran into one person once.
This was out in Orange County.
It was actually here in St. Louis. Apparently, they have hats and they recognize each other. And
the Illuminati does, or the people who believe in the Illuminati?
People who believe in it. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What do the hats look like?
I just got some kind of symbol.
Really?
Yeah. I haven't looked into it enough to know exactly what
Iggy, have you heard of this? It seems like when it comes to something that Doug and I aren't necessarily aware of, you somehow know about it.
No, I don't know anybody that believes in the Illuminati. Now, I was confused because I thought that, and a lot of people haven't seen Godfather 3, but the...
Doug, it always goes back to the Godfather trilogy.
The Vatican had all this money, and I thought that they had formed a Catholic Illuminati against Michael because he had loaned them a lot of money. And they were going to loan him money for a casino or something, and then they were stealing his money.
Really?
And
I thought, maybe I got to watch that Godfather 3 and see what the word is.
I don't really have time to watch it.
Well, why don't we watch the first Godfather tonight? Come over.
I've seen it probably 15 times.
You've watched Godfather 3 15 times?
No, one. Godfather 1, the main one, maybe 15. Just parts of it. You know, you channel surfing, and there it is, or halfway through. Okay, I'll watch it from here. But from beginning to end, probably a couple times. But bits of it over and over the years, probably 15.
So what is the principle of the Illuminati? Were you having a scotch and a guy came up and said, hey, are you in with us?
Oh, this was, it was about 10 years ago. I don't even remember where I was. But yeah, they think there's just a small group of people controlling everything.
Really?
Underground people and pulling the strings.
Really?
I think.
Yeah, kind of like the Adjustment Bureau?
I don't know about that.
The wonderful Matt Damon.
Oh, that one, yeah. Where they whack people
that need mess to with the plan.
Well, there is some of that, I think. I think there is probably some secret government whacking that we don't know about.
And people just disappear?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not a lot of that, but a little of that.
Doug, they aren't hats for the Illuminati, they are caps. Thanks, that's one of the 3 and 4. So it sounds like somebody knows something about this.
Yeah. Call in, Illuminati.
Doug, you better stop talking about it. They are listening. They have a mic stuffed deep up your...
No. All right, knock it off.
Sometimes less is more, boys. The two of yous is just fine, thanks.
Okay.
Also, some people like things and some people like other things. That comes from Balls Deep.
That was Joe's great quote.
That's right. Morning, boys. Took the fam to Salt and Smee last night. Dropped 2 bills. It was packed. Like Doug's ass.
Two bills mean $200?
That's from the county constable. Yeah, that's a
That's a lot of brisket.
Yeah. I think the brisket, because I do order it by the pound, I believe a pound of brisket is $18. So if I'm able to do the math, and I did go to a private school and like a real one, God, Doug, I can't do the math on that. I would say that's about 10.75 pounds.
Yeah.
2 pound carrot cake.
Well, it's 11. It's more than 11.
And then you wash it down. See, that's a great tribute to Kirkwood.
Yeah. That's just a lot of brisket.
Well, maybe it's a large family.
Could have been drinking too.
Bourbon. They have bourbon there, Iggy.
Think you could eat 11 pounds of brisket?
No.
It's like eating a bowling ball.
I could probably enjoy, if I had to, a pound and a half. I love that brisket. I couldn't do it with almost any other brisket in the land, but that brisket.
But that one you'd make an exception for.
It's nice and greasy. Mm. It's nice and greasy.
You like your food greasy, do you?
That particular dish.
Don't say dish. It's not a dish.
I do.
It's a clump of meat.
Guys, the Illuminati caps have a symbol of a ween on them. Average size ones. Thanks. That's from the 314.
I don't believe that to be the case.
Everybody knows that the Illuminati and Quincy Jones killed Tupac. It's from the 636. I don't know that.
I don't know that everyone knows that.
Quincy Jones.
You must be quite a lard ass to spend $200 at Salt and Smee. Well, again, that's from Dingle My Berries. Just to be fair to the texter, I believe it's a he, although we have a lot of female listeners, as we're finding out. It said, I took my family to Salt and Smoke, so it could have been a large family.
Sure.
Now, if a gentleman said, I went Han Solo at Salt and Smee and spent $200, either you had a lot of bourbon or a lot of brisket.
You take the family to fast food burger place and you spend 35 or 40 bucks.
All right.
Yeah.
Like a McDonald's, you don't?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah. I've done that many times.
Is that because John Vaughn puts it down?
Yes. He's not the only one.
Sounds like Greg Vaughn does too.
All three of them eat two at a time. They'll each have two double cheeseburgers.
Guys, now that the cat is not here, you can rip on the Cardinals without getting sidetracked by his balloon party. I'm tired of it. Thanks, Stephen Wildwood.
He's tired of it.
Yep.
All right. Well, I suppose he'll go out there to L.A. today and knock Kershaw around.
Yeah.
Probably get him out of the box by the second, third inning. He'll only be out there a couple, three innings.
Over under on Cardinal wins in the six games through Dodger Stadium and Coors Field. I will set it at 3.5.
Under. Oh, I think they'd take that.
Well, it's mathematically. I'm saying over under 3.5.
Yeah.
That way we can't have a push.
Would I understand there's a half in there.
Would you would take, so if they went 4-2, they'd be thrilled. Yes.
Yeah.
Especially considering who they're facing from the Dodgers pitching staff.
I think if you said 3-3, they'd probably go, okay, we'll take that.
Yeah. I'd be happy with that.
Yeah.
So going 4-2, it'd be great. This is you know what this is coming up?
No.
A tester.
Okay.
You know, it's a 10-foot putt. You can make it, but, you know.
Probably not.
Probably, you know, more times than not, you know, probably not.
And if the greens are slick, you might not even make the comebacker.
Right, because there'll be a lot of meat on that bone.
But if you play like a lot of people do, you count the comebacker anyway. Even if it just rimmed out of the hole, you say, oh, that was good. I didn't take my time, so I'll take a 5.
Yeah, I put those out, and then I think by doing that, I think I make people feel guilty about that, but I don't care what they do, unless we're playing for cash.
It's one of the craziest things in all of sports, in that the
officiating in professional wrestling.
No. Well, that's number two. One of the craziest things, the entire purpose of golf, is how many shots does it take to get it in the hole, and then you get it to the hole, and you pick it up.
Nice.
You don't putt it out. Isn't that really goofy? To think that I'm close enough, I don't really have to make it. Well, that's the whole idea of the game.
Well, I play with that Chris Raby because it's kind of the golf course is essentially our Geneva. We're trying to settle these radio Geneva. Wars. The media is soft in this market.
Okay.
And we'll go out on the golf course and try and work it out. Ackerman's too scared to come out.
Yeah, he doesn't show his face, does he?
So it's me and Raby, and I recall he said something like, man, it's a different game when you count all your strokes.
No kidding. And you take the penalties and you don't improve your lie. You know, chalk up another 10 strokes almost every time you go out. If you actually played the lie, even that is a major game changer.
Is it going to be a flyer? I don't know.
I don't know flyer, yeah.
No, it's all for the speed of play. I mean, if you're playing for money, yeah, put everything out and roll it in the fairway, but play it down in the rough. But if you're just out there having fun and hacking around, move it because you're not good enough to.
Oh yeah,
and you move play along.
Right. which is why I say to each their own. For
me, pick it up.
Because I'm focused on trying, and I don't know if I will, because I don't think I'm going to be able to qualify for Augusta this year, and therefore won't be able to play next April. But I am going to try and qualify for the PGA Championship at Bellerive in 2018.
Really? What do you have to do to qualify for that?
Well, the first step is to break 80.
Yeah, that probably won't get it, but I don't know that much about the scoring system.
Well, my dad can sell advertising.
Yeah. Well, see, I don't even think you should pick up the three-footers. I think you
You will make 90% of three-footers.
Well, some people would. I probably wouldn't.
That's what Phil Mickelson says.
I get the yips right around that three-foot range. You know, I always, my thought process is, I'm not going to miss it. I'm not going to miss it. I'm not, and then sure enough, I miss it. Yeah, I get the little case of the yips. I'm all for improving the ball in the fairway, especially if, you know, it's not a perfect course or anything. You're a little bit behind a tree branch. Yeah, you're paid. Go ahead and have fun with it. But unless you're playing for money, of course. Right. But the idea of not actually putting the ball in the hole doesn't make any sense to me. It's the whole purpose of the game.
You know what I say?
No.
To each their own.
Okay.
But if we're playing for cash, put that out. Put that out. Put that out. Put that out. Put that out.
Well, that would be annoying if the guy's standing over a putt while you're doing that.
I always tap it in. I like the sound. That's from Steve and Wilder.
Yeah, I do too.
It's about pace of play, Doug, and then in caps, Jesus. It's from 618.
Don't get upset with me. That's the purpose of the game. How many strokes did it take you to get the ball in the hole? Pace of play. Let's knock it off.
Well,
I'm not saying you sit over the putt for 5 minutes, but you got to putt it.
Some people count everything. Tim was talking about his dad got like a 16 on a hole because he just didn't pick up. If I'm on a hole and I hit the first one out of bounds and I'm out of the hole, pick it up. I'll ride in the cart. Give me an 8. Chances are I'd have gotten less than an 8. But
well, if you're ever going to pick it up, you can't say at the end of the round, well, I shot an 84.
Right. I agree with that.
If I take an 8.
No, you gotta complete the hole. How do you know that 8 didn't turn into an 11 or a 16?
Well, could have been a 6. I'm hitting 3 off the tee. I put it in the fairway, put it on the green, I 2 putt. That's a 6, but I take an 8.
If it was going to be a 6, you wouldn't have picked up.
Yeah, because I'm out of the hole. If my partner's in the fairway, they're not going to use my ball, so I just say, give me an 8.
Yeah, if you're playing a team game, that's fine.
Well, that's what I... But I don't think you can ever... If I'm just playing by myself, I'll hit another ball.
Yeah. I just don't think you can ever pick up on a hole and then say,
at first base. Let me just send something to Bill for a second, then I'll be with you on that.
Okay, sorry.
Well, I know I'm not that good, so I'm just out there to have fun. I don't care what my score is.
My dad used to frustrate me because he liked to play, but he didn't play that much and never practiced. He'd get in the sand and he'd take 3 or 4 horrible shots and then get mad and throw his club.
Really?
And just be furious. And I said, now, wait a minute. You're not good enough to be mad. If you sat out here and practiced all the time, you know, if you had taken 100 sand shots yesterday to work on this shot, if you used to be a scratch player, I can understand your frustration. But you play once every 2 weeks, you have no right to get that mad. It's harder than that. It's like if you went up and tried to hit Clayton Kershaw tonight and you struck out and you start throwing a bat and get mad about it. Did you really think you were going to?
I had a good game against Francis Howell North in 92, though.
What'd you do?
3 for 4.
Did you?
But I had the Ankiel thing going on at second base, so balls were going all over the place.
You hit blue darters or a couple frozen ropes?
Pulled the ball. You would have been pleased.
Did you?
And did you guys cover that game, KMOV?
I don't think so.
It was a B game.
I don't think we could get a photographer. This was a sophomore game?
Yeah.
We wanted to, but the photographer got...
He wasn't available.
He got sent off to a shooting.
Yeah, it was a hell of a game. So, yeah, I would expect to hit Kershaw tonight. Doug, I just got this message via Facebook Instant Messenger, and it's not somebody wanting something.
What?
I don't know. I'm just reading it now, but I saw something about me qualifying for the PGA Championship next year, so I have to... if you're interested in getting some practice for your qualifying round of the PGA Championship...
Here's an offer of a free round, right?
Maybe this is a lot of Bellerive members are members of the fan page.
I don't think so.
I have a tournament, a 3-man scramble on Friday that 2 of my partners backed out on me. What that sounds like is a 3-man scramble. He's
playing alone on Friday.
Wide open if you and a crony. Do you like that?
I don't care for it.
Would like to join me in a good old Warrenton, Missouri fundraiser. Okay.
I'm sure you'll cancel Vegas for that, won't you?
I don't know if I can do that.
No.
Warrenton's about 45 minutes out there.
Yeah, it's the midpoint between St. Louis and Columbia. At least I always felt like it was.
I thought it was Jonesburg.
Jonesburg? I don't even remember that one.
Yeah.
When I would drive to and fro as a young tyke.
All right. I always thought it was Jonesburg.
By the way, I met you briefly at Lester's in the lobby the other week. Thanks again for what you did for my buddy Steve. That's from Brandon.
What did you do for Steve?
I think if I remember correctly, this gentleman, Steve, he was a big fan of the show, passed away suddenly, and we raised a bunch of money for his widow. Oh. I didn't do anything. The listeners, as always, did it.
Oh, that was
not
nice.
I set the fly. Yeah. But Brandon, thank you for the invite, but I will be out of town. At least that's the plan. I don't know. Anna Marie, she's having trouble sleeping, and I feel terribly for her because I dealt with that for a few years. And so anytime I hear from anybody who's having trouble sleeping, whereas people like yourself, Doug, an Olympic caliber sleeper,
oh, absolutely,
have no problem whatsoever sleeping, probably can't relate to how it just like hijacks your life. I feel terribly for them because I know how miserable it is and how it just Fs you up both physically and mentally and emotionally. It's just a mess. And I had that going on for a few years. Probably one of the main reasons I left KMOV, actually, just because I was just dying. Because I was never sleeping. But anyway, with her and being pregnant, she is not sleeping at all. And then I guess I don't sleep well, even though I think I'm asleep. And so I'm totally exhausted. But then I feel like it would be a dick move to get up and go sleep in another room, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because like most women, she wants me in the bed with her.
Well, damn. I don't know.
Designer, 7 o'clock hour. Designer reading.
Usually
cooling.
When you can't
it's hard
sleep,
to stop a train.
Is it because?
Designerservice.com.
Oh. It's because you're thinking about things? You're worried about things?
For me, that's it. Although when I went through it 13 years ago, I would be popping Ambien like Hove Pop Chris.
Boy, and, that's cool. That is so cool.
And it was fun the first 10 minutes when you're on Ambien. And now I never see it advertised anymore. By the way.
I don't know why.
And Ambien was a big push. Then there was Lunesta. And now you never see either one advertised. At least I don't. It's kind of like Propecia. Maybe it's because they found out Propecia is like Happy Fun Ball. But
Happy Fun Ball.
Remember Happy Fun Ball from Saturday Night Live?
No.
No. There were a lot of side effects to Happy Fun Ball. And I believe that's the case with Propecia. I can only speak to myself and my compadres who experienced the fun and games of, oh, now I have hair. Oh, I stopped taking it for 2 months. Now I don't have hair. But when I would take Ambien, it would be like an acid trip for 10 minutes. And then you couldn't help it. You would fall asleep. But I would take it like at 9 o'clock because I'd be getting up to do the show. And then I'd wake up at 2 a.m. because it didn't keep you asleep all night. All it was designed to do at first anyway was to just knock you out. But my anxiety was so high that I would wake up, my mind would start racing, and then I'd just be up at 2 o'clock. But I'd have the hangover of having taken Ambien like 5 hours earlier.
I've heard a good thing to do is
brutal thing.
Eat a little bit of turkey before you go to bed.
I don't know.
Get that tryptophan in their system.
I don't know. All I know is I feel terribly for them. I feel absolutely terrible. And anybody?
Try the turkey trick.
Well, I'm fine sleeping.
Well, have her try the turkey trick. Turkey sandwich or something.
I can't remember if you can take stuff when you're pregnant or not.
That's not taking anything.
No, I know. I'm talking about like sleep medication. I'm not talking about turkey.
Yeah, better off not taking anything.
Yeah. Doug, a lot of texts on this. Guys, I'm moving to Wentzville. Thanks. That's from the Baldwin Bottom Feeder. Doug, note that.
Why do you suppose he's moving out west?
Baldwin Bottom Feeder, Doug has a question for you. Don't talk trash on Warrington, Tim. I didn't, baby. I didn't.
You said the outlet mall, but
there's Sunday down. Quite a delight. Tommy Tune writing, and I wasn't talking trash. I was saying it was the midpoint. Was
Tommy
the midpoint.
Tune wasn't he the Broadway dancer or the?
I believe so. He's a listener now.
Yeah, he was big there for a while. Tall drink of water.
Hey Tim, I love for you to sleep next to me. No funny business. It's from Dickie Betts.
He's warning you by saying no funny business. He just wants to sleep.
I don't know if he was going to say he wasn't going to try anything or I can't try anything.
I would think he was warning you.
Morning, Doug. I was enjoying a sage at St. Louis Country Club when I felt my foursome approaching the tee box. I dismounted to that sage table. Boy, there's a lot of texts. And enjoyed a dainty recreational sesh. Thoughts? It's on the cousin of Moo Man.
I don't think that's based
Skidmark hand balm.
Okay, Plowsy.
Doug, you can sleep next to me. All funny business from Butch Patrick's Werewolf.
Knock it off, Butch.
I deal with the same thing 7 nights a week with Ambien. Wouldn't wish sleep problems on Satan, Dave the pipe layer. It's brutal, man. So, like, I woke up this morning, and Anna Maria texted me at 4:05, even though, you know what I was doing? Lying right next to her.
Really?
She sent me a text. Phone's on Do Not Disturb. So I didn't hear it. And she said she hadn't slept at all yet. I'm just like, oh, I feel terrible for her. I really do. But she, and people say, oh, maybe it's because she's six and a half months pregnant, whatever. But it's she's had sleep problems for a long time.
Is that before she was pregnant? Did she have sleep
problems? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She's had sleep problems for a long time. Brutal.
So that's got to be
miserable. I feel bad for anybody who deals with it. But it's one of those things that if you go, yeah, I didn't get a sleep, for people who don't have a sleep problem, they don't think anything of it. And I totally understand. I mean, I wouldn't think anything of it either, you know. But once you've dealt with it, it's a living hell. Yeah. Doug, Grandpa is now bathing his caddy on the 5th at Log Cabin.
The Log Cabin Club?
Yeah.
Have you ever played there?
No. I don't think they let South City people on the campus.
I don't think they let much of anyone else in there. Is that the one where they have like 12 members or something?
That was St. Louis.
No, I thought Log Cabin was even more exclusive.
Really?
I could be wrong there, but I heard that.
I'll apply and just see what the word is.
Yeah, well, good luck. I don't think they have a lot of members there. I don't think there's a place that would take me.
Tim, do you ever feel horny? Thanks. It's from Beef Momo. It's kind of a general question. I would say I'm Randy starting at 7:05 in the morning, Monday through Friday. Tim, congrats on taking down Mike and Mike. You were the best. It's from Cuck Cecil.
Yeah, we kind of broke them up.
Richard Dyche put a big story yesterday on the end of that show and how there's tension.
Yeah, I read that. I read that.
I always hate anonymous sourced.
Right, but it's almost everything you read nowadays.
Stories.
This comes from anonymous sources. But they were saying that Greenberg,
like on media stuff,
had a big television opportunity, and he decided to take it without talking it over with Golic first, and that's where the friction began.
Yeah, there's all kinds of sources saying it's really a poisonous atmosphere right now. Most of us don't see the show lasting through its contractual end, which is believed to be the end of December, but I give those guys immense credit because when the light comes on, you would not know what's going on. They are pros on air. They are marvelous actors on set, said another ESPN on-air staffer. But hey, they barely even make eye contact with each other these days. They virtually ignore each other off-air. And they seem to be pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, couldn't you make up quotes when you just say
exactly
ESPN staff?
Like when I read Us Weekly or People, a friend says, you know, and I'm reading that and I'm going, like, none of my friends would ever, like, you know, Dan Caesar would call them up and like one of my buddies from, you know, St. Gabriel's would go, yeah, I was talking to him at the school picnic.
But don't mention my name.
Yeah. So it's a free for all.
It's just a guy at a computer screen making stuff up.
Right.
Well, that I give Caesar credit for, because back in the day, I haven't talked to Dan in like 4 years, but back in the day, we had all kinds of stuff going on with the station. He would call me.
I got my 1380 The Woman, and you were executive producer.
Yeah, it was
The Woman station was just something that hit me like a bolt of lightning.
But he would call and say, I heard this. Can you comment on it? I said, I'm not going to comment on it. I said, if they told you that, just use it. Well, I need a name. I'm not gonna put it down unless
I tip my cap.
So there's things he's heard, but unless somebody will put their name to what they're saying, which a lot of people won't.
Online, he calls himself a Latino man 559.
But that doesn't work either.
I would cite that. I would
you can't
cite.
Make up a name.
I would cite that source.
But that's where a lot of news. That's how a lot of it's. You don't know if it's broken or made up nowadays. Not just sports, news as well. Everybody's got an anonymous source.
Guys, I figured Mike and Mike ended because it sucked. Thanks. That's from the 618.
No, it doesn't suck. It's one of the top shows in the country and has been for a long time.
Our show is.
Well, our show is the only thing on this station right now. Mike and Mike, they've had a long run.
Our show's the best.
Okay. It's the second best show on right now. It's not even on right now, is it?
Our show?
No, their show. No, Mike and Mike.
I think it is.
I thought Bernie was on 101 right now.
Yeah, but they flipped to Bernie at 7 Central. But Mike and Mike goes until
10, I think.
10 Eastern, no. I think.
But they're not on in this market, so maybe we did drive them right up.
Yeah, no. I think it's our breakdown of Lance Lynn's velocity up against
Kershaw's Uncle Charlie.
Right. And taking a look ahead to the Blues offseason moves.
You break stuff down like that, and it's no wonder the network guys leave here with their tail between their legs.
Oh, look, Jontay Porter's on his way to town. Missouri basketball sure making a move.
I enjoy this recruiting
class. Year old team?
No, it's the third time now. So.
Iggy, just tell us you hung out with cousin of Captain Loveboat. Doug, what does that mean?
I don't know. I wouldn't think too much about trying to figure out what it means. It's just somebody stammering on the keyboard. What did it say again? Can you
refresh
read it?
My memory? I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know. That's from Dickie Betts. Wasn't Dickie Betts the agent in Jerry Maguire?
Is that Mookie's brother?
Oh, Dickie Betts was a guitar player for the Allman Brothers, I believe.
Oh, you get the idea. Iggy, just tell us you hung out with the cousin of THR Captain on Love Boat.
THR.
THR.
Captain Steubing?
You hung out with THR Captain.
Gavin McLeod.
Did he just try to type the and miss the E?
Unless you're going back to when I said I banged Tony Lima's niece, but that was like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, he was a heck of a player.
I don't know.
I'm trying to get to one of those two teams. Look up the schedule here quick.
Kind of excited to see there was an Iggy on The Bachelorette last night. You see that?
I am proud of myself. I have been saying I won't watch it for a few seasons, and then I feel like I'm being a good husband by sitting there, but it makes me so angry, and I don't know why. And I absolutely did. I didn't even think about it. Anna Marie didn't watch it either. I'm out.
Oh, there's an Iggy on there.
Really?
And a Biggie. There's an Iggy and a Biggie.
Notorious?
He'll slam. Never watch an episode, and that's the one time Joe kicked me out of the studio.
Because producer Joe kicked you out of the studio.
Well, you'll probably remember. You used to do a segment with producer Joe, and you do the Bachelorette and Bachelor segment.
He would take it very seriously, and I respect like that. He had a passion for Bachelorette.
Behind the glass, on the other side, closest to the door, and Joe's going, well, last night I couldn't believe Tim and Janice were at the Rose. I'm like, and he just, if you don't want, you don't like it, get out.
He said that to you.
Yeah, and I just walked down.
I would definitely watch a gay bachelor. I would definitely watch a gay bachelor.
I'll tell you what would get me back is a lesbian bachelor. Holy moly.
Well, God, I would like that a whole lot.
Hello, neighbor.
They probably had that already somewhere, haven't they? And then on Cinemax or something.
With Jaden Cole?
I don't know who would be in it.
Tim, Doug usually caresses my bum to help me fall asleep. Works every time. It's from the cousin of Moo Man.
Mm. Come here, big fella.
Was that Frank?
Sounded like it.
That was Frank. Well, I'm disappointed in him now. Sleeping just takes no effort at all. I just lie down there, try to kick the dog away from my leg, and then I...
Dora?
Or Bandit, either one of them.
Are they both in there?
Well, they don't start that way, but by the time the night's over, they're both down there. I just roll over, and within, 10 or 15 seconds, I'm out.
God bless.
And I can wake up in the middle of the night, go right back to sleep, too.
Oh, to use a little wizards?
Yeah, or, lightning.
Do you have to use a little wizards in the middle of the night?
Not usually, no.
God, I'll be doomed. I mean, if at 40, I'm already using little wizards, I'm doomed.
Ugh. Well, are you drinking a lot right before you go to bed?
No, not really.
Well, you're doomed.
Exactly. That's what I'm telling you. We need somebody to work on my prostate. Get to know the market, Doug. I'm tired of it. Thanks, Stephen Wildwood.
Which market now?
I don't know, but I like Stephen Wildwood's new play.
Get to know the market.
Doug, I think you're right. Tequila did do a bisexual dating show. Thanks. That's from the 314.
Yeah, it seems like I heard something about that.
I did too, and I was like, I can't. This is going to be really hot. That was like 10, 12 years ago. And I just couldn't get into her at all. I think she did Stag, too, eventually.
Two movies.
There, Higgy's on it.
Well, the first one was with chicks, and the second one, there was a dude involved.
you watched it a couple times, didn't you?
It was a Vivid video. They sent it to me.
And well, I've watched it several times.
You had no
times.
Choice. What was that, Plowsy?
I've watched it several times. Well, when you watch the show, you just immediately want to Google her, and then the videos pop up, and so you do your show prep and kind of see, would you date her? So you watch the video once, twice, three times just to get an idea of her personality.
Right.
Maybe even a fourth, Doug.
You can't tell the first couple times.
Exactly. So I've watched game tape. and I wasn't really that big of a fan.
Yeah, no. She's vile.
Why are you down on Teela, baby?
No, she's just vile. She's kind of gone away, hasn't she? She had her 15 minutes. She's like the Cash Me Outside girl.
Now we get her on. See what's doing.
Cash Me Outside.
You
that was big
get that
for about
brought on. Every other word out of her mouth is F.
Sometimes things that were you thought were kind of outdated make a casual appearance. Katy Perry, Doug, we talked about the boy with the backpack from Saturday Night Live yesterday, and right. He did that wonderful dance.
Yeah, had the really long arms.
But Katy Perry is being attacked for her dancing on Saturday Night Live.
Because the dancing wasn't good or in bad
taste? I guess it was kind of, now that I was so focused on the young twink with the backpack that I wasn't really paying attention to Katy, since she kind of looked a little like Justin Bieber, dressed up as Beetlejuice. But then I was reading articles because I was trying to find out what the story, how the boy with the backpack became, you know, he went from Instagram. Somehow Katy Perry found him on Instagram and then had him perform with her on Saturday Night Live. And then I saw all these articles attacking Katy Perry for her dancing. And then I went back and I watched. I go, yeah, I guess because she was dabbing. And they're just like, yeah, that was like, you know, a couple of years ago. But it didn't seem like she really had anything. And then I'm thinking, like, yeah, maybe because I think she started out as a folk singer. And then, yeah, I Kissed a Girl thing blew up in 2008. And then she became more of a pop star. And then that, the dancing thing, is actually the whole reason for the feud with the delightful Taylor Swift. And she actually addressed it. Plowhawk has the audio, I believe, Doug, because you were going, well, why the two of them have beef, you said yesterday.
Yeah.
And I said, all right, I found out why they cooked up that beef.
Okay.
Take a listen.
Hit the lever, please, Plowsy.
Honestly, it's really like she started it, and it's time for her to finish it.
Did she start it? What happened?
This is what happened. This is
it's about backing dancers, right?
Yeah, it's about backing dancers.
I love that
it's so crazy. Okay, so there is like three backing dancers that went on tour with her tour, right?
Yeah.
And they asked me before they went on tour.
Yeah.
If they could go. And I was like, yeah, of course. I'm not on a record cycle and get the work and she's great and all
absolutely.
That. But I will be on a record cycle probably in about a year.
Mm-hmm.
So be sure to put a 30-day contingency in your contract.
Right.
So you can get out if you want to join me when I say I'm going back on.
Sure.
So that year came up, right?
Yeah.
And I texted all of them because I'm very close with them. And I said, look, just FYI, I'm about to start. I want to put the word out there. And they said, okay, well, we're going to go and talk to management about it. And they did, and they got fired. And I tried to talk to her about it, and she wouldn't speak to me.
Oh, you tried to talk to her about it? You did the phone call?
I do the right thing.
So you did the phone call, and it was a shutdown.
That it feels like a fumble. It was a full shutdown, and then she writes a song about me. And I'm like, okay, cool. That's how you want to deal with it? Karma.
But go on.
What I want to say is that, like, I'm ready for that BS to be done. Now, there is the law of cause and effect. You do something, and there's going to be a reaction.
Mm-hmm.
And trust me, Daddy, there's going to be a reaction.
Don't say Daddy.
I like that clip that off. Trust me, Daddy, there's going to be, I need that to be used, Bob Hawk. Just like Vin Scully talking about the Mountain City. I have two drop requests today.
Are there only three backup dancers in all of Hollywood that can possibly do this stuff? We're fighting over three backup dancers.
All I know is that Ruby Rose came to Taylor Swift's defense.
In what way?
She said Katy Perry's a bully.
Whose
side are you on? Are you team Taylor or you team Katy?
I would think
I'll ask our audience too. 855-282-8255.
Taylor Swift strikes me as the more normal, down to earth person. Katy Perry strikes me
Why
as
is that? Because the twink with the backpack thing?
No. Just in general, just from interviews I've seen her
Taylor
on talk
Swift's
shows.
The worst, man.
In what
Plowhawk
way?
Has an official
the
take.
Worst.
In what way?
She profits off of these relationship that she gets into. She basically gets into relationships for a really bad breakup and then write and then make an album about it, sell millions. She's not a country. She's not pop. She's a tweener.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
She is completely fake to me. At least Katy Perry has somewhat of a personality. And she doesn't look like a horse that's about to be running the Kentucky Derby either. So.
For crying out loud.
So I am not a fan of Taylor Swift.
I can tell.
I like Katy Perry. I think she keeps it real. So I'm Team Perry.
Real. Okay.
Doug, maybe she has trouble dancing because she handled Orlando Bloom in the sack. Dude's huge. Thanks.
It's just, I don't know why two superstars are going to fight over three background dancers. There's got to be hundreds of guys. I guess they were guys, girls who could dance in the background. That's that hard to find.
It's the principal. She wanted to go. The girls or guys wanted to go back with Katy Perry, and instead of saying okay in 30 days you're out, she fired them. That's not right. So I see where Katy Perry's coming from. On the other hand, I'm kind of torn because Taylor Swift, when you see her at award shows, that fake dancing when all the other people are up there singing, she's up at her seat, her and Selena Gomez up there just dancing like, oh, they're so cool because she knows she's on camera. But she did something for a friend of mine who wanted to meet her backstage. And
what? No, Taylor Swift?
Well, her people did. It was for somebody who's part of the Meghan Meyer Foundation, who was bullied, and Taylor's all about non-bullying and wanted to get her back because that's like her idol. She wants to be a singer and because of Taylor Swift, and the management got her backstage. But then when they got back, Taylor said, nobody can touch me. You have to stand this far away from me. And yeah,
you do something and there's going to be a reaction. Mm-hmm. And trust me, Daddy, there's going to be a reaction.
I like it.
So, thank you for getting backstage, but don't say you have to stand 2 feet away from me. You can't touch me.
Well, that's kind of my rules at TMA Lives.
Well, I get you, yeah, but not
that's
her.
That's kind of weird.
Guys, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I agree with Plowsy's scorching hot Taylor Swift take. She sucks almost as much as Bobby Bestel. Bobby Bestel gets called into it.
If she walked in here naked, there's no way you would say, get out, I don't want to touch you.
Okay, I didn't say I wouldn't have sex with her.
There you go. Okay,
yeah. Okay, easy, Plowsy. You did say she looked like a horse.
Yeah. Yeah, my standards aren't necessarily highbrow, you know.
Doug, a waitress was reportedly sacked from her job at Chiltern Firehouse after a manager found her naked in Orlando Bloom's room following the Night of Passion. Orlando Bloom, a focus of the Design Air Heating and Cooling 7 o'clock hour here on 590 The Fan, KFNS, and InsideSTL.com, reset complete. According to The Sun, Viviana Ross, 21, joined the Pirates of Caribbean. Caribbean, say Caribbean or Caribbean?
I kind of change. I kind of blow with the wind.
Yeah. Pirates of the Caribbean.
Caribbean. Yeah, when you say the name of the movie, it's always Caribbean. And then when you say, I'm going on a cruise, where are you going? Caribbean.
Yeah. Who is 40. Is that a problem? Orlando Bloom and I both 40. How would it play if we were to be with a 21-year-old?
I think it depends on the 21-year-old. If they think it's creepy, then you back away. If not, you go for it.
This was in his 5-star suite after the end of her shift at the popular celebrity hangout in London's Marylebone. Not familiar with Marylebone.
No, nor am I.
But she was found by her manager after Orlando had left the next day and was given the sack for fraternizing with clients, according to a close friend.
There's a quote again. Somebody made up the whole story.
The source told The Sun she was, quote, hurt by the sacking.
Stop saying sacking.
Oh, my God!
But did not regret the night of incredible sacks.
Oh.
The friend added, she said he had an amazing time and his body was very good. He was an exceptionally good lover.
Totally made up. Absolutely 100% made up story.
Why is that? You know Orlando Bloom any good?
How are you going to find the friend? And the friend is going to deliver the perfect quotes for your little story.
Facebin mutual friends?
I don't think so.
Viviana, who came to the UK from Romania 2 months ago to pursue a film career, is said to have met the star while she served him drinks during her Friday night shift. She then bumped into him afterwards and they spoke for a while.
Okay, she's trying to get in the film business.
Yeah, so why would she sleep with Orlando Bloom?
What percentage of the actresses in the movie business now you think got there sleeping their way into a job?
My heart is gold, but my regime is platinum.
Orlando reportedly asked Viviana back to his room where they began kissing.
Reportedly.
Was there somebody in the closet
watching?
There
was a bunch of press people there with the fedoras on, furiously taking notes.
Doug, the source claimed the sexual tension between the pair had been growing up over Orlando's 5-day stay at the venue.
Absolutely made up.
Chiltern Firehouse informed Viviana she was sacked by text an hour after a manager found her in Orlando's room. The hell was he doing in there?
Yeah, how'd he get in there? He just walked
in? Because the story's made up. That's how he got in there.
There's been no shortage of famous romances for the handsome Brit since he shot to fame in the early noughties. The hell's that? What did I just read?
The early naughties.
The hell is it? For real, I just read a word I've never seen before. N-O-U-G-H-T-I-E-S.
Hmm. I had not heard the 90s referred to as the naughties.
Well, I assume they're referring to the aughts. Like 2000
the,
through 2000.
Decade from 2000 to 2009.
Had you ever heard that term?
The naughties.
Fly Dodger?
Just a, typed it up.
Huh.
They used to say things like, well, we had the Olympics here in aught 4.
And you liked that.
But that, yeah, I don't mind it. But that's aught. That's not naught.
But maybe that's like a cute way
maybe
of saying
maybe that's the
it.
Next century. We couldn't say aught 4, aught 5. We had to say naught.
Naughties.
Okay. You know, you go ahead, Tim.
He's reprising his role as dull-witted pirate Will Turner in the new film, his first appearance since 2007's At World's End.
I'm guessing this is the Mirror, the Daily Mail, one of the
Daily Mail. Well played, sir. Yeah. Tip of the cap.
Yeah. It's like the Inquirer.
Mm-hmm. I think they make things up more than the Inquirer do.
It's been a great source for this show for years.
The Inquirer has actually been a couple of months ahead of some major stories that nobody else touches until they figure out that they're actually real. I don't know about the Daily Mailer. Mirror.
Mail.
Mail.
You get the idea.
There's a Daily Mirror, too, isn't there?
I think there is. The Post Sports Bar and Grill is the sponsor of the Plowhawks Laugh here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After, and he's working the ones and twos with expert precision this morning. And really, a lot of people have been making these comparisons lately to Stedman. That's, you know, it's kind of like Mike Trout, you know, okay, see what's going on here, okay, it's ballsy, but you see it, and you kind of start to see it day in and day out.
Nice fingers, ballsy.
And you kind of go, okay. The 7 o'clock hour is brought to you by Design Air Heating and Cooling, serving the St. Louis area since 1904. Design Air worked on both my house and Doug's house, and we can recommend them wholeheartedly. To you. They're the number one train dealer in Missouri. Seth Goldkamp and his family are fourth generation owner operators and really do care about their customers. Get Design Air out to your home now and have them take a look at your air conditioning unit. Don't wait until it gets up to 90, 100 degrees and you find out your air conditioning needs service. Do it now. Take care of it right now by going to designairservice.com. Designairservice.com or calling 314-739-1600. Make sure to mention you listen to TMA as Design Air is now donating a portion of all sales from our audience to Three Little Birds for Life. That's 314-739-1600. Visit designairservice.com. Design Air, the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Well, it's Tuesday, and that means it's big doings because for the first time ever, we will have a college graduate break down professional wrestling from the night before. It is time for the WWE Recap with Larry Nichols.
This is WWE superstar Daniel Bryan. It's now time for your WWE Wrestling Recap with our
590 The Fan
Wrestling Insider Larry Nichols, brought to you by Jim Hayes Enterprises on the Ryan Kelly Morning After.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Yep, it's unbelievable. And joining us right now to talk it all over, Lewis and Clark Community College class of 2017, Doug, Lawrence T. Nichols. Larry, good morning.
Good morning, guys. What's up?
Well, it's unbelievable because just 5 days ago, you were Robin Fed by an off-road trucker named Rhonda.
Yes, I was.
Buck Swope, Doug, I don't know if you've taken a look at the pictures that Buck Swope captured.
You know, I didn't take a look at them
but
yet.
God, did he do good work. And you can see the wing proper falling from Rhonda's mouth into yours, and even though your mouth is gaping, you can see your eyes are smiling, so you can tell that you're experiencing pleasure as the chicken falls from the trucker's mouth into yours.
Yeah, my eyes were smiling because of that was the house I all fell on was the first time I got out of bed. Now I got out of bed again,
right,
in the same hot shots.
Right. Well, what did you do with the meat that was dropped like a mother robin into your mouth?
If I can interrupt, it wasn't meat. It was the hoth tots. She put a
tater tot.
Yeah, she chewed up a couple hoth tots. Oh. I do believe.
Did you go ahead and eat it?
Mm.
That's for me to know, and you got to find out.
Okay, just wondering what you do as the baby bird in that scenario.
Oh, yeah, the baby bird. I never really thought about that. And you know what? The sea monster just tweeted out the picture, I'm now retweeting it. The picture of Rhonda spitting, Robin feeding, food, and there's like a small gathering of people with cameras out to get the image. As Larry receives the... I got to tell you, I'd be more comfortable with a chicken wing as opposed to a hot tot being spit into my mouth, Larry.
Well, I didn't mind as long as I got a lot of them fed.
Yeah.
Truckers like tots. Especially out-of-town truckers looking for a good time.
Yeah, you probably know that, Doug.
Now, what does that mean?
I don't know. Have you kept in touch with the lady trucker?
Rhonda, she's now a member of the fan page.
Well, that's good.
All right.
Was looking for a little bit more, but nonetheless, dynamite dropping. So, Larry, last night, WWE Raw, unbelievable what happened. The Plowhawk happens to have the audio. Doug, you won't believe this.
Yeah, I'm sure I will. Go ahead.
You know what, Paul? I'm actually glad you're here. I wish that Brock Lesnar was here, but he's not. Surprise, surprise. You tell Brock Lesnar that at Extreme Rules, I will win the Fatal 5-Way match. And I will go on to face Brock Lesnar for the championship that I never lost. And you tell him that I said that Finn Balor will beat Brock Lesnar.
Oh boy, those are fighting words there.
Larry, I couldn't believe what I was hearing.
Leprechaun?
It sounded like, I think that's offensive for the record.
Oh.
It sounded like Daniel Day-Lewis in The Name of the Father. Is that 94?
Nurse Nancy.
I said, who was that, Larry? Who was that? Who was that talking?
That was Finn Balor.
Yeah, what's his beef?
His beef was he was the inaugural Universal Champion, but the following night on Raw at the SummerSlam, he had to vacate the title due to injury.
Real or fake? Real or fake injury?
Real injury.
All right.
So he still has legitimate beef about getting his title back because technically he was not pinned or made to submit in the 20-feet by 20-feet ring to lose the title. So
what difference is the measurement of the ring? Why would you bring that up?
Because there was a certain Hall of Famer, Stone Cold Steve Austin, who said the actual measurements of the ring.
Right. It's kind of like the Olympic ice rink, Doug, versus the NHL's ice rink and how it affects play.
Some rings are bigger, and it makes a difference in what the writers come up with.
Oh, damn.
No writers.
All right.
Thank you. Larry, this text come in. I don't know what it means. Please have Larry give an update on the Blues game. What does that mean?
I'm not going there.
No, I wouldn't go there if I was you. That's too risky.
I don't understand that.
It's too controversial. But anything else happened on the program, Larry?
Yeah, there was a singles match between Matt Hardy and Sheamus, who, by the way, I was honored to interview him twice.
Right.
And the winner of that match, which was Matt Hardy, got to choose the stipulations for the Raw Tag Team title match at Extreme Rules.
Mm-hmm. Update on the Blues. Their season's done.
Like 16 days ago.
Finally, he got around to commenting on the Blues.
Yeah. But anyway,
okay.
You meant what I was talking about.
Sure.
Normally, I would think Hardy Boys will choose a ladder match. But he didn't go that route last night. He chose his stipulation. The stipulation that he chose happens to be a 15-foot-high steel cage match at Extreme Rules for the Raw Tag Team titles between the Hardy Boys and Sheamus and Cesaro.
Okay.
Sheamus and Delino DeShields. Now, he was at the Expos, then came over to the Cardinals. Didn't really like doing interviews.
No, he didn't like it at all. He could run a little bit. Pretty good second sacker.
And now is with Sheamus.
Yeah. Who came up with the crazy idea of a ladder match? I mean, what's up with that? Why would you want a ladder in there?
The ladder match came about so many years ago because they wanted to have a different type of match besides a traditional one-on-one match where you can lose the title via pinball submission. And then Chris Jericho, the current, he is now with Fozzy. He thought up the idea of the Money in the Bank ladder match, which was done at WrestleMania. Now he has his own pay-per-view, which, by the way, June 18th, it'll be at the Chicago Trade Center.
Wow!
Go ahead.
And I, that's why they came up with the ladder match, to have them climb the ladder, so to speak, to success.
Oh, climbing the ladder to success. Okay, I guess that makes some sense.
Yeah.
Not really.
Okay. All right. Anything else happening on the program we need to know about?
Besides,
Angels,
they announced that there's going to be a candlestick on a pole match.
Of course.
The Raw Women's Championship between Bayley and Alexa Bliss.
What is a candlestick?
It's kind of like a Singapore cane.
A sycamore cane?
It's a long piece of bamboo.
Okay, now that makes perfect sense to me, why you'd want to grab
it. I saw a story this morning that two gentlemen were caned 83 times in Indonesia for having gay sex, and I thought to myself, worth it.
You did.
They were probably into it.
Why would somebody cane another person 83 times for gay sex?
Clip that off and play it forever.
I guess it's illegal there.
I didn't know it was illegal for people getting caned 83 times.
The caning wasn't illegal. It was the gay sex that was apparently illegal.
Gay sex is fun.
If one person, male or female, wanted to have relations...
Just for the gay sex.
...with a person of the same gender...
Right.
That's their own preference.
God bless you, sir. God bless you, Larry Nickel.
Thank you.
Okay. Larry, somebody just sent in a text asking about your... Are you having a graduation party?
Yeah, I think I sent you a text asking if you're available.
Yeah, I got the text and I didn't know what you meant. Doug, can I call up the text?
Sure.
Are you going to on lockdown June 15th or the 22nd, which is on a Thursday?
I meant to put... Are you available? Because you announced that you're going to be on lockdown on Facebook.
Oh, I figured that was like some kind of wrestling match.
No. Since I'm having that graduation party.
Ah, I see. Now I think I'll be on. Now I understand what you're talking about. Because I, Doug, for whatever reason, some people have been asking if the show's coming to an end. I don't know why they're asking that, but I've been addressing this a couple of times in the fan pin, so I'll say it here on the actual show. Doug, we want to do the. I know you want to do the show for like 20 more years.
Yeah, well into my 80s.
Right, but it is my intent, even if I start doing some other things after 10 a.m., that we would continue to do this show. Just make that clear, crystal clear. But because there's this speculation. And I knew, and I didn't know until yesterday morning, actually, that you were going to be out of town. You're going to a wedding, right, this weekend. The cat's out of town. He's in Los Angeles and then in Denver with the Cardinals this weekend. And I'm making my annual Memorial Day D-Gen pilgrimage out to Las Vegas that we all will not be here. And then I'm like, okay, if I don't say something in advance, then all that's going to do for those who are speculating this is add fuel to the fire. So I thought I will address this. And I said, I'm also going with my family. We always go to Hilton, or they always do. And I just went last year. So going to Hilton Head at the end of June, and then after that, when we get home, then I will be on baby lockdown. So now I see, that's what I wrote, so now I see what you meant by that, Larry. I thought you were making reference to a WWE event named Lockdown.
No, that was completely wrong. I should have proved my test if I send it. But
right. Well, happy. You're a college graduate at this point, and I think you figure you're going to get it right. And you know what? It was an honest, honest mistake.
Right.
Right. So the name of your graduation party is Lockdown.
No. Like you said, you're going to be on baby lockdown with Adam Lee.
Right, but that's in July. That's when we get back from Hilton Head.
Well, I gotta say, I didn't know exactly your time frame with that, so that's why.
Got it. I follow you. I should be in St. Louis on June 15th and June 22nd.
Okay.
And is that when you're having a graduation party?
Yeah, we have. Me and my mom have not set the actual date yet.
Okay.
Because she was wanting me to finalize my guest list.
Right. This sounds like an exclusive affair.
I'm sure it would be. I'm sure it
I
would
know,
be.
I know, because everybody's going to want me to invite them to the party.
Right.
We were going to have it at Ameristar. At the sports bar.
Damn, nice. Gina.
In St. Chuck.
And we talked to the person out there, and they can't accommodate the graduation party due to the amount of friends I have, plus her poisonous family.
A poisonous family.
What was that last?
Poisonous family.
I'm still not catching that. Say it one more time.
I will go.
My
her boyfriend's family. Okay, got it.
My graduation since they couldn't come to my actual graduation due to it being short notice.
Okay, got it now.
I will go.
Well, you got to have it somewhere. There'll be a lot of people want to celebrate with you, Larry.
Right.
All right then.
Angels right. Under.
I still hear
okay,
my friend's
running short on time. Well, I didn't get a chance to my live leave. Sorry, Ryan Kelly.
Right. Well, that's fine. Since it's not on the books, it won't hurt. Ryan's going to call in here anyway, so we'll cover it there. But I do need... we can do it at Kirkwood Brewhouse. How about that?
Good.
Boy, he sounds excited.
That's how we get things done around here, Doug. That's how the board meetings go. Larry, do you have the top five countries?
That's what I was trying to get at, Jim.
Okay. Right. All right, let's go
ahead. Doug's been interrupting you the whole time.
Yeah, let's go ahead and get it.
Number five, Granite City.
Granite City.
Home of the Warriors, or they changed their name because that's offensive?
Those are the Warriors.
Yeah. They don't care up in Granite City.
I don't feel safe Oakville. With that nickname. Oakville, you said, was number two.
It's the home of the Beer Cats family of beer.
Number three, Israel.
Okay.
Out of country.
Number two, Jerusalem.
All right, we got one country so far.
And, of course, number one, United States of America.
Yes! Yes! Yes, yes, yes!
All right. It's a nice win for us, for our side.
Right.
So what are you going to do today, now that you're a college graduate?
I don't know yet. I'm still deciding.
All right.
God, I'm jealous.
Yeah, just kind of have the day to yourself.
I think I'd go work on my short game. Are you going to work on your short game?
I was trying to work on
some
type of game.
Right.
Okay. Well, pick up a golf club, Larry. Maybe you'd like golf.
Yeah, shave some strokes.
Okay.
You got that Spencer T. Owen right in your backyard.
Yeah, like I said, God bless you guys and God bless America.
Sorry, seems like you got to go. I got to call into an FM or something. God bless you, Larry. He's already gone.
All right,
man.
See you, Nixie. Yeah, boy.
A lot doing there.
It's like one of those interviews where you get 10 minutes and he's gone, whether you're finished with it or not.
Guys, how does one have short notice of a graduation? Thanks, that's from the St. Peter's Lemming.
He found out on a Tuesday.
Yeah, he did, and then he graduated on Wednesday.
Well, there could be a grade that could go either way there that may or may not affect your graduation. Well,
like Ian Poulter's tour card?
I don't know that I would necessarily equate it to that.
Brian Gay.
He did say that he wasn't graduating because he didn't pass a course, and then a day later he said he was graduating.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Doug, he's going to work on his stroke game today, all right. Thanks. That's from the Wilmore Park bathroom attendant.
Okay, stop it, Wilmsy.
Are we done?
Hey, Buck, could you do a sode on the history of Larry Nichols' top five countries? That's from Chunk and the Chuck. Wouldn't that be a wonderful hour-long prison?
I don't know that it would. I just don't know that it would. Buck Swope is still on every weekend?
Every other week.
Other weekend, though. That's kind of how they fade away, isn't it? We'll do it every week. Yeah, about every other weekend. What about once a month? What about a couple times a year? There's just not that many sodes you can do.
We still haven't had a Larry Nichols sode. We still haven't had a Producer Joe sode.
We haven't.
He's doing that next. I think he put on the fan page.
Yeah, he says he's in a deep dive.
Yeah, out of Bolton Hanks, I would say, is definitely going to get his own sode at some point.
Exciting moment for Matt.
Doug, we got a break. That closes out the Design Air Heating and Cooling 7 o'clock hour here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Design Air, the sponsor of the 7 o'clock hour, the award-winning 7 o'clock hour, designairservice.com. Design Air is the number one train deal in the Midwest. Hard, top train. Derek Gould is going to be with us on this radio program live from Los Angeles. So he's up early in the morning, dressed in black. Don't ask why. Because I'm down with a suit and tie. You know, that's Ice Cube. 1991, 89?
I don't know the dates, Tim. Don't know.
Dead homies.
I don't know dates. Mm.
Spelled with a Z. So that's coming up on the program. Plus your emails for the Hot Shots email of the day. Yesterday, we felt the void of no Justin in Columbia, no Misty Plops, and no Tunnels 12,000. Will they return today? You're going to find out coming up at 9:45. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After.